Now let's begin Perek Zayin of Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Arba Misos, from the Mishnah. There were four types of death given over to Beis Din, and these are listed in the order of severity. The most harsh punishment of death was skila, which was stoning. Number two, sreifa, which is burning. Number three, hereg, which means killed by the sword. And number four, chenek, is choking. Rabbi Shimon says the order of severity is different. The worst is sreifa. Number two is skila. Number three is chenek. And number four is hereg. So he switches around skila and sreifa, and he switches around hereg and chenek. In the previous perek, we learned details about skila. In this perek, we're going to learn the details about sreifa, hereg, and chenek. And the Gemara says, any time the Chachamim give a list of something, it isn't necessarily given in a specific order, ein muktam ocher, i.e., the first which you do of the Mises is more chamer. The exception to this is shiva simanim, which we use to clean begadim in checking for tuma of a kesem, a red spot, which we're not sure if it's dam, nida, or something else. Also, the order of Avodas Yom HaKippurim are in the order which is actually ma'akev. If we don't do it in this exact order, then it's ma'akev. Those are the two places where when it is given in a specific order, it means it has to be done in that specific order. Mitzvahs chalitza, if not done in this specific order, is not ma'akev. Normally, they come to Beis Din, they give the yavam advice, then they make statements of unwillingness, then she takes off her shoe, spits into it in the sight of the dayanim. She then says, kocha ye'asa le'ish, and the Beis Din says, beis cholutz hanoel. If the order is not correct, the chalitza is still good, because we say, ein muktam u'me'ocher. The same rule of ein muktam u'me'ocher applies to the big day kahuna. The kohen hedyot wears 4 begadim, and the kohen gadol wears 8 begadim. And although the michnasayim should go first, we say ein muktam u'me'ocher, and if those are not first, it's not ma'akev either. The Tanakhama holds skila is the harshest of the punishments. This is logical, since the worst aveira in the Torah is avodah zarah, and skila is the einish for avodah zarah. Reb Shimon says sreifa is the harshest, since we see that a bas kayan who is mezana gets sreifa, and that's really considered the worst of all possible aveiras. Daf Nun. The Gemara asks which is worse, the people who convince others to be avod avodah zarah, or those who were convinced? Gemara answers, those who convince. And since they're chayev skiva, we see an additional raya that it's the most chamer of all of the Mises. The Gemara says if one hits a parent, he's chayev for hereg, for sword, for being killed with a sword, since the kavod of parents is like kvod hamakom. Rashi brings the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed, which explains that the fact that the same word, kabed, shows up in both the pasuk which obligates one to honor his parents, kabed es avicha v'esimecha, and the pasuk which commands one to honor Hashem, kabed es Hashem mehaincha, this indicates to us that there is a similarity between the two. The Gemara in Kedushin also explains that it's logical to compare honoring one's parents to honoring Hashem, since both are responsible for giving a person life and bringing him into this world. As the Gemara says, we know that there's three partners to every person in this world, his father, his mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah in Yeredeia, Simon Reish Mem Beis, writes that one is obligated to honor his Rebbe even more than his father, because while a father brings one into this world, a Rebbe helps one enter Olam Haba. Reb Shimon holds, Sreifa is the most severe of the Mises, because it's the punishment for Bas Kayin Shazinza, who is Mechaleles Esaviha. If someone is Chayev for two Mises, the person would only get one Misa, the one which is more Chomer. So if an Arusa Bas Kayin is Mezana, she should get either Skila, because an Arusa is Mechuyev in Skila, or she should get Sreifa, because she's a Bas Kayin. According to the Chachamim, she'll get Skila, since it's more Chomer. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, she would get Sreifa, since it's the one that's more Chomer. Daf Nun Aleph. The shame Znus is also Shayech by a Pnuya, by a single girl, as well as by a married girl. The Gemara says normally a Zar who eats Truma is Chayev Karen and Chaimish. It's Chayev not only for the principal, but for an additional punishment of 1/5. But if she's a Bas Kayin, married to a Yisrael, and she eats Truma, she's only Chayev Karen, but she's not Chayev Chaimish, since she has a connection to Kuhuna. She's a Bas Kayin. Abaye says that if someone learns Torah just for the sake of learning Torah, but not necessarily for learning the specific halachas, he also gets schar. Darash the kabel schar. This is the reason why there is merit to studying the halachas pertaining to karbanis even nowadays, when those laws have no practical relevance because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Smag derives this concept from the pasuk of Ushmartem Mitzvoisai Vaasisa Moisam, which he says means that aside from the concept of studying Torah for the purpose of Vaasisam, performing mitzvahs, there was also a concept of studying the halachas of all mitzvahs just for the sake of studying, which he says is alluded to in the word Ushmartem. Finally, if a Kayin has a mum, he cannot do the Avaida, but he still has a din of Kodesh, and he can't become a Tameh Meis. Daf Nun Beis, the Mishnah. The procedure for Sreifa was as follows. They would put the guilty person's feet in Zevel, so he wouldn't be able to move, and then they would pour molten lead down his throat, and it would burn out his intestines. The Gemara. Sreifa means what the Mishnah says, not that we burn a person's whole body. This klal is learnt from the pasuk of Vahafta L'Reacha Kameicha, that we must carry out the Misa in a way which is quick as possible and doesn't ruin the person's body. The Gemara says only when there is a Bezdin can we carry out the Dalad Mises Bezdin. But after this time, when a Bezdin does not exist, for example like today, we cannot carry out Mises anymore. The next Mishnah. For Hereg, they used to cut off a person's head with a sword, like the Goyim did. Rabbi Yehuda says that's too degrading. Instead, they would put his head on a piece of wood and then cut off his head that way. The Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to go the way of the Tanakhama, since it says, Uvachukaisehem loiseleichu. You can't do Misa the way the Goyim do it. And since they would simply chop off a person's head with a sword, you don't want to do it that way, but rather they use a piece of wood to put his head on. The Misa of Hereg, which is also referred to as Saif, is for someone who is a murderer, or if they are from an Ir Hanidachas. The next Mishnah. The mitzvah of chenek, which is the misa of choking, was done via wrapping a handkerchief around a person's neck, and the two people would pull it, one on each side, until the guilty person died. The Gemara. Anytime the Torah uses the term misa by itself, we must give the easiest misa, and this is chenek. This is dying through choking. Daf Nun Gimel. From the double term of mois yumas, we learn that if Bezdin cannot kill a person with hereg, then they can use any other method possible. The next Mishnah. These are the cases where we have a chiyuv skila. If someone has relations with his mother, stepmother, or daughter-in-law, if he has relations with a male, another male, or an animal, if someone is megadef, he blasphemizes, or is oved avodah zarah, someone who practices witchcraft, is mechalel Shabbos, curses his parents, has relations with a nara hamurasa, or is a ben sayru umayra, these are all cases where a person is chayev skila. If someone has accidental relations with his mother, he's chayev in a double chatas, one because of the erva of aim, and one for the erva of eshes ha'av. Rabbi Yehuda says he's only chayev for one, for aim. The Gemara. When we deal with chayev lavin, if someone goes ahead and marries someone who has a chayev lav to him, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's not chal at all, because ein kedusha taifsin b'chayve lavin. And finally, if a yavama falls to yibam, and there is an iser on her, there is no yibam, but rather we can only do chalitza. Daf Nun Dalad, the next Mishnah. If a man has relations with another man, or has relations with a behema, or if a woman has relations with an animal, they are all chayev skila, both the animal and the person who had the relations. And the Gemara says, the iser of mishkav zachar is learned from Vayikra Perek Chaf, Ish Asher Yishkav as Zachar, Mishkevei Isha. The fact that the Pasuk says Ish, this comes to exclude a cotton. And the Isser of Mishkav Behema is learned from Ish Asher Yitain Shchavtai Bivehema. If one had relations with a Zachar, as both a Sheichev and a Nishkav, in one period of unawareness, Behelamachas, Rabbi Shmuel says, since they are two separate Lavin, he's Chayev for two Chatois. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's only one chatas, since it's all the same love. Daf Nun Hei. The chiyav of mishkav behema, which is also called raiva, is if the mishkav is kedarka, it's done in the normal manner, or even if it's done shaloi kedarka, in a way which is not normal. Trees, which are used for avodah zarah, are supposed to be destroyed, since it caused a takola to happen, i.e. because it existed, it caused people to then worship it, and therefore it has to be destroyed as well. Also, an animal who causes a major takala, i.e. avodah zarah or raiva, we also destroy. The Gemara says once a girl is 3 years old, she is considered roi for bia, and if her father is mekadesh her via bia, the kedushin is chal. If she falls to Yibum, then the Yibum is good. If someone is boil her, there is a din of Eishes Ish. And finally, if a man is 9 years old, his bia is considered to be good. But if he gives a get, the get is not good, since the get of a cotton is not chal. The Mishnah. One who is megadef, who blasphemizes, is only chayev if he actually says the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, when a case comes to Beis Din, they say exactly, the Edom say exactly what they heard, and they can't kill unless they say it over beferish with the Shem Hashem. If they hear blasphemy of the Shem Hashem, the members of Beis Din rip their clothing. Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara. The Lashon the guilty party uses must be Belashon Klola, as we learn from Bilam. It is also usur to pierce the Shem Hashem when it's on a piece of paper. The Gemara says a guy, while only chayef for certain mitzvahs, has an isser of saying the Shem Hashem levatala. The Goyim were commanded in 7 mitzvahs. These are referred to as the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Number 1, that he's mechuyev to set up courts. Number 2, birchas Hashem. Number 3, avodah zarah. Number 4, gili arayis. Number 5, shvichas damim. Number 6, gezel. And number 7, eirei menachai. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel adds that a guy is also mechuyev not to drink blood from a chai. Rabbi Shimon says he's also not allowed to practice kishuf magic. Rabbi Elazar adds that he's not allowed to practice kilayim by animal and trees. The mekor of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is from the pasuk dealing with the Eitz Hadas, as well as the other psukim which deal with the specific isurim that we just mentioned. The Gemara says there were 10 mitzvahs which were commanded to Klal Yisrael in Mara. 7 were the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, plus an extra 3, Dayanim, Shabbos, and Kibud Avoim. And finally, Adam HaRishon was only mitzuva on Avodah Zarah. Others add that Yiras Hashem and castration were also things that he was mitzuva on as well. Daf Nun Zayin. Anytime it uses a lashon of Hashchasa in the Torah, it refers to the Isurim of Avodah Zarah and Erva, like by Avodah HaMabel, where Hashchasa, destruction, took place because of these Isurim, Avodah Zarah and Erva. Eivrei Menachai refers to eating things from a creature which is actually still living. Out of the 7 mitzvahs b'nei noach, 3 of them a guy has a chi of misa for, shvichas damim, gili arayis, and birchas Hashem. If someone steals less than a shava pruta, there is no chi of hashava and no isur of gezel, since a Jew is meichel for something which is less than a shava pruta. Rabbi Yochanan said, if Reuven was running after Shimon to kill him, and instead, in self-defense, Shimon kills Reuven, but technically Shimon could have defended himself by simply demobilizing one of the limbs of Reuven. Once he kills Reuven, he, Shimon, is chayev misa. And finally, Rameir says any isur erva which has a chi of misas bezdin for a Jew has an isur for a ben nayach. But if there is no chi of misas bezdin, for example, it's just a chi of karas, then there is no isur b'nei nayach. The Chachamim say there are many averis which aren't chi of misas bezdin, only a chi of karas, but are still asar to a ben nayach. Nat Nun Ches. A ger who was conceived before his mother converted, but born after, the isur of arayis asar him to the relations of his mother, but matur him to the relations of his father. Why didn't Adam marry his daughter? More answers, so that Cain could marry her. From this we see the world was built on the foundation of this chesed that Adam HaRishon did. If a guy hits a yid, he's chayev misa, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw the Mitzri hit a Jew. If a guy hits a Jew, it's like hitting the Shechina. If someone lifts his hand to hit his friend, even if he never actually hits him, he's called a Rasha, as we see by Dasan and Aviram. In fact, Rav Huna once punished someone like this by cutting off his hand. And finally, Reish Lakish says on Eved Kochavim, who is Shavas, i.e. he doesn't do malacha on Shabbos, he's chayev misa. The Meiri explains that the concern of an Akum Sheshavas is that by keeping Shabbos, people may mistake him for a Jew, and then learn from his behavior. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, says that a Goy who rests on Shabbos, or any other day of the week for that matter, is Chayev Misa only if he does so for religious purposes. But if he Stam rests, then he's not Chayev Misa. Daf Nun Tes. Rabbi Yechanan says any Goy who learns Torah is Chayev Misa, since it says in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, Torah tziva lanu meisha mayrasha. Lanu mayrasha, v'lay lahem, is how we darshan that pasuk. others who say, Meirasha is equal to Me'airasa, learn that it's only mutter to us. But if a goy learns Taira, it's like he was bayal a nara hama'urasa, which would also make him chayev misa. The Gemara says, any halacha that was given to Bnei Noach and was repeated at Sinai, it's applicable to Bnei Noach and to Bnei Yisrael. Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat. When the Bnei Noach came, Hashem permitted meat for people, and there was also no Isser of Eber Menachai. And finally, once the snake was cursed, the snake could only crawl on its stomach, but since it has no feet, it couldn't serve man like it was intended to. Daf Samach. The Isser of Megadef is only if the person uses the four-letter Shem Hashem, not the two-letter Shem Hashem. And finally, anyone who hears the Shem Hashem in a situation of Megadef must rip their begadim. But if someone hears a giduf from a guy, there's no kriya, and Reb Chiya says, we do need kriya in that situation. The Mishnah. If one is Eved Avodah Zarah, this person is Chayev Misa. What if one does a Maisa Shalai Kedarka? Certain Maises he may be Chayev Misa, for example, bowing. But in others, if he does it Shalai Kedarka, like for example, washing, then he's Potter. The Gemara. Any Avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah, the person is Chayev Misa, even if it was done Shalai Kedarka. And if someone shechts an animal not for Avodah Zarah, but he had it in mind that the Zrikas Dam should be for Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Osir, like we say by Pigul, if you have in mind that the Achila would be done Chutz L'Zman, it passes it, but Reish Lakish says it's Mutter. Taf Samach Aleph. When it comes to Dibor without a Maisa for Avodah Zarah, it must be very clear Avodah Zarah before he can be Chayev Misa. And if someone is Eved Avodah Zarah, not because of Shem Avodah Zarah, but because he fears or loves a certain person, i.e. referred to as Me'ahava Umeyira, Abaya says he's Chayev Misa, since he Lamaisa did worship the person, the Avodah Zarah, and that's like being Eved Avodah Zarah. But Rava says he's Pater. Daf Samach Beis. Although all Malachas on Shabbos are learned from one Pasuk, there's a special Pasuk for Havara, for lighting a fire. Rabbi Yossi says, the reason we have a special pasuk for Havara is because Havara l'lav yotzis. It tells you that all the other malachas are considered major isurim, which can be chayav misa. Masha'enkin Havara is only chayav alav. Havara l'lav yotzis. Rav Nosson says, the reason it says Havara is l'chalek yotzis. To tell you that if you do all the malachas b'shaygig b'halamachas, you do all 39 malachas in one period of uncertainty, you're chayev for the 39 separate malachas, separate karbanis for each. And not you're not chayev one, even though it was done, behelam echad. By ksiva on Shabbos, writing, if one writes only part of a name, i.e. one letter of a name, then he's pater. If he wrote but didn't realize he was writing at all, this is called misasek, he's also pater from a karban. The Gemara says there's a chumer that Shabbos has over all mitzvahs. By Shabbos, if you do two malachas in one period of unawareness, behelam achas, you're chayev for two karbanas. Masha'enkein, by other things, you're not. And shar mitzvahs have a chumra versus Shabbos, that by shagag v'lay miskaven, you're chayev. Masha'enkein by Shabbos, you're pater. This is called misasek. For example, you had in mind to pick up something which you thought was tolish, which was not connected to the ground, but cut something which was mechuber. Since it's a meleches, wasn't meleches machsheves, you're pater. As we know, the klal is rak meleches machsheves osro Torah. Masha'en came by chelev. If you wanted to eat something which is kosher, but you ate chelev, you're chayev, since l'maisa you did have hana. This is the difference between other mitzvahs and Shabbos. Daf Samach Gimel. Why by Avodah Zarah does it mention hishtach avoyas, bowing three different times? One to tell you you're chayev if it was done kedarka, one to tell you you're chayev if it was shalei kedarka, and one l'chalek. If two avoydas are done behalamachas, there's a separate chiyev for each. If someone, in referring to Hashem, includes a second God in his Lashon, he is uprooted from the world, since the Pasuk says, Bilti Lashem Levadai, in Shmais Chaf Beis, Levadai meaning he is alone. By all Avodah Zarah Shalai Kedarka, a person will get Malkus, except for a case of Neder or Shvua, in the name of Avodah Zarah, there's no Malkus, since it's a Lav She'ein Boi Maisa. When a Sanhedrin gives over a Chi of Misa, they're supposed to fast all day, because the Pasuk says, Le'seichlu Al Hadam. Avuah de Shmuel said that a person shouldn't enter a partnership with a guy because it could lead to saying the names of Avodah Zarah improperly. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who allows such partnerships with Goyim today, because he says that Goyim today usually swear in Hashem's name, not by the names of Avodah Zarah. Finally, Eliyahu would circulate amongst those who were hungry in Yerushalayim. He once found a young child in a pile of garbage, alone, with no family. Eliyahu told him to say Shema Yisrael every day. The child responded by pulling out an Avodah Zarah from his stomach, and he died instantly. Daf Samach Daled. Hashem is only Emes. As Rabbi Hanina said, Chai Masai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is truthful. Once a lion pulled a fire from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Navi said that that was the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. There was a Maisa with a Nachris who was very sick. She said, if I survive, I'm a Kabbal to serve every Avodah Zarah in the world. She survived and kept her promise. If someone excretes waste to Baal Por, even if his Kavana is to be Mevaza, the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por, this is called Eved Avodah Zarah, since excreting waste is how Baal Por is worshipped. If one throws a stone at Marculus, he's Eved Avodah Zarah, even if his Kavana was to be Mevaza, because that was the Derech that they would be Eved, the Avodah Zarah of Marculus. The Mishnah. If someone gives his children to the Melech, he isn't Chayav for Avodah Zarah unless he does two things. Number one, he gives it to the servants of the Avodah Zarah. And number two, it must be passed through fire. Gemara. If only one of these procedures was done, he's Pater. The din of Melech only applies if it is done the normal way. If it's done Shalei Kedarka, he's Pater. From the Pasuk of Efes Lo Yia Becha Evyon, we learn that a person should try not to allow himself to become poor. And finally, why does it say Karis three times by Avodah Zarah? Once for Eilam Hazeh, once for Eilam Haba, and once is just Stam without a drasha, and it is written Kolashin B'nei Adam. Daf Samachay, the Mishnah. A Baal Oiv is someone who causes a mace to speak from under his armpit. A Yadayni is one who causes a bone to speak on a certain creature by putting it in his mouth. These two are Chayev Skila, Oiv and Yadayni, and if someone seeks information about them, they're Oiver Alaf. Gemara. The general rule is to be Chayev, to have to bring a carbon, if b'shaygig, is only if you do a specific maisa, and bowing counts as a full maisa. If someone unites a group of animals as shadim, he's chayev skila. What about a koil, the voice? That's a machlokes. Hashem the Master wants Shabbos to be different from the rest of the week. The river of Sambatyon proves this, since it ran wild all week, but on Shabbos it rested. This particular river, Sambatyon, is brought down in a sefer called Kolma Vassar, written by Shimon Tzvi Horowitz, where he says that the Sambatyon, this river which is discussed here, is located in southern Tibet, between India and China, somewhere in the Himalayan mountains. The Gemara says someone who fasts and then goes and sleeps in the Beis HaKvaris, so the Ruach HaTumah should rest on him, is Oiver and Aveira. If tzaddikim could be completely clean from Averis, they could create worlds. In fact, Rava created a person via the Sefer HaYetzirah. And finally, if a person creates an optical illusion, if they preach horoscopes on certain days, or if they say that it's bad news, or it's bad for a person if a deer crosses in front of him, he's also Iver. Quintus al-Hadaf brings the Namuka Yosef, who says that astrology is really a valid science and is not mere superstition. Therefore, he holds that relying on astrology to predict the future is not included in the Isser of Nichush. However, he agrees that in practice, one should not consult an astrologer to foretell his future. Despite the fact that astrology is not nichush or sorcery, nevertheless, relying on astrology and the like to predict the future runs counter to the concept of tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha, which is the pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, which is brought in the Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, whereby the Torah bids one to have complete trust in Hashem, and not concern himself with nor worry about what the future supposedly holds in store for him. Daf Samach Vav, the Mishnah. If one is Mechal Shabbos, he's only Chayev if it brings B'mezid Karis or B'shaygig Chattis. The next Mishnah. If one is Mechalel Aviv V'imai, he's Chayev for Skila, only if he uses the Shem HaMefirish. If he uses a Kinoi, like the name Shakai, Rameir says he's Chayev, the Chachamim say he's Pater. Gemara. Although the Pasuk says Aviv V'imai, which is mashma that you have to be Mekalel both of them, you're Chayev even if you curse only one of them. Finally, one is not allowed to curse someone who is deaf, Acherish. The next Mishnah. The Chayev Skila for having relations with a Nara Hamurasa is only if she's a Nara, if she's a Psula. It's before Chuppah, and her father hasn't given her over to the Shluchim. If two people are Bayal her, Shalai Kedarka, and she remains a Psula, the first is Chayev for Skila, the second one is Chayev for Chenek. This is like Rebbe, who holds by Bia Shalai Kedarka, she is still called a Ba'ula. Gemara. The Pasuk of Nara comes to exclude a Bageris. And if a Bas Kayan was already profaned because she married a Pasul, for example, a Mamzer, there's no din of Strefa, but rather the Chiyav is Chenek. Taf Samach Zayin, the Mishnah. A Mesis gets Skila, i.e., Mesis is someone who tries to convince people to do Avodah Zarah. We never use hidden Edom as witnesses except in a case of a Mesis. Gemara. A Mesis, who is a Hedget, gets Skila, but a Novi who tries to influence a Tzibor to do Avodah Zarah gets Chenek. The next Mishnah. If someone is Mediach, he influences a Tzibor, or he does Kishuf, sorcery, he's Chayav Misa. Gemara. The Isra of Kishuf, although the Pasuk refers to it only in the case of a woman who is Mechashef, if a man does it, he's also Chayef. The Gemara asks, what punishment does a Mechashef get? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the punishment is Hereg. Rabbi Akiva says the punishment is Skila. And it's really a Machlaikis if one is Darish Smuchim. That's what this Machlaikis comes down to. If one is Darish Tupsukim, which are next to one another. The Gemara asks, why do we refer to this term of Kshafim? Where does the word Kshafim come from? The Gemara answers, since they're Makhishim, the Pamalya Shamaila, they interfere with the Hanhaga of Shamayim, that's where the word of Kshafim comes from. From the Pasuk Ein Oid Milvadai in Devarim Perek Dalet, we learn that no one has the Kayach of Hashem, even for Kishuf, and Beloha Teham, which as we find in Psukim, is referring to Kishuf, that is done through Shedim, for example, by the Khartume Mitzrayim. Yanai came to a certain inn, and he asked for water. When he put some on the ground, it turned into scorpions, and when a woman drank it, she turned into a donkey. Finally, why by Makas Mitzrayim does it say Tzvardeya Beloshan Yochid? There were many Tzvardim. Why does it say Beloshan Yochid? More answers, there was really only one frog, which reproduced and filled up the entire Mitzrayim. So it started with one frog, which is where the term Tzvardeya comes from. Daf Samaches. When Rabbi Eliezer became sick, Rabbi Akiva and his friends came to visit him. On that day, it was Erev Shabbos. His son came and said he was about to die. They asked Rabbi Eliezer if he had been chayzer from a previously held opinion by a case of a kli'ar. If a hollow spot, which is going to be permanently filled, if that's considered a base kibble and can be makabel tuma or not. Rabbi Eliezer said that it is considered a base kibble and therefore it can be makabel tuma. He said that he wasn't chayzer. After this statement, he was nifter. Matzoy Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Yeshua as the mita was being carried to Lud. And Rabbi Akiva hid himself until he bled, and blood flowed from him. As they eulogized him, Rabbi Akiva said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Ufarashav. I have many shilas, and now I have no one to ask. This marks the end of this parak, and at this point we will conclude our shir.